It's Bosch and Marsh back for our third episode.
Bosch and Marsh, aren't you excited we're back, everyone?
I'm sure they are. Everybody's pumped up. They're probably waiting for it to go, to drop right now.
Yeah, I don't blame them. I mean, I've been waiting for it to drop myself.
Me too.
And it still hasn't even dropped yet.
We're in the middle of dropping it.
That's true. We're working on the dropping.
Yep. Anyway, we got some more shout-outs today after, I mean, we pretty much tripled our fan base yesterday.
We did, yeah. We're up after to 55 cents. But we're not letting it get to us. This is all for you.
No, the money isn't going to change us. We did quit our jobs, though.
Bosch and Marsh, so the new NPR.
The new NPR. You like to get us started with our first shout-out?
Yeah. I guess the big one today, well, one of the big ones would be Marv.
Marv, yeah, he's one
pretty,
of our
pretty
most
solid
loyal,
supporters.
Solid supporter. Yep. And we've got Dotson, I think.
Yeah, I think his name was Dotson.
Dotson, he actually sent us in some emails, so we're appreciative of that, giving us some material for the next few episodes.
Yeah, some interesting topics, including golf.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll work on that probably next week, too. We got to do some research, you know.
Yeah.
We always like, you know, having...
We want to come into these episodes really informed about the topics we're talking about.
Yeah, very prepared.
Yeah. As always.
We had... were we going to mention Julie?
Julie wanted a shout out, but we didn't think Julie.
I don't think
we
should
mention
Julie. We
weren't going to shout Julie out. No, don't mention Julie.
No, I really feel like she's not devoted enough.
I don't
to,
feel like she's committed to the program. It's a lifestyle, and I don't think she's really.
She's more in like the jazzercise kind of deal.
Yeah. So we won't mention Julie.
No, no mentioning Julie. So we're not mentioning Julie.
No.
If she does a little better, maybe we'll shout her out some other time.
Maybe. Who else do we have?
Well, we had that. We had Hannah.
Hannah
finds She finds it very romantic to go on walks with her boyfriend and listen to our podcast at the same time. It was one of their most romantic dates ever.
Yeah, it was great hearing about that.
Yeah.
We could make that happen. And that leads us into our biggest shout-out.
Oh, definitely our biggest shout-out.
Definitely, if not our biggest fan, at least our second biggest fan. Just really committed and very involved in the process and making sure we're doing well and just backing us up. So if you'd like to do the honors.
Yeah, definitely, probably tied for number one fan, honestly.
Agreed.
I do have to give a little backstory. We struggled to decide between him and Kenna for our number one fan yesterday, and we decided to go with Kenna because she was currently designing us merch. But I did talk to this other individual recently, and this individual, you know, was very hopeful to be our number one fan, and he has since upped his game quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, our number one fan today is definitely Ethan. Ethan.
Give it up for Ethan. Yep.
Yeah, give it up for Ethan. Ethan is actually related to my cousin David. He's David's cousin. Does that make him my cousin?
Either your cousin or your uncle's brother.
I think he's my cousin.
I think he's your cousin too.
Yeah, because he is. Because he's my brother's cousin.
Oh, well, that would make him your cousin.
That would make him my cousin.
Yeah.
Because I'm my brother's brother.
As far as I know.
Yeah.
As far as you know.
Well, yeah. That's a fair point.
Thank you.
Maybe I'm not.
You could not be. And then you wouldn't be his cousin.
That's true. Well, Ethan, we're just going to assume that we're cousins. And I'm very honored to have my cousin supporting me like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, was that all our shout-outs for the day?
I think that wraps up the shout-outs.
The other big news is we do have an Instagram now.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It's...
let me look it up and be sure.
Yeah, we got to pull up, figure out our following and everything.
It's Bosch and Marsh, not an N.
Yeah, this is Bosch and. BOSHANDMARSH.
Mm-hmm.
And for a couple of you, we have Bosch and Marsh as an email as a backup, but our official fan email is Bosch N, letter N, Marsh.
Yeah.
I got a few emails on the other account. And that's just confusing because we aren't both signed into it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could email us at Bosch and Marsh, and then definitely go follow us on the Instagram.
Yep.
We'll make pretty frequent posts, I think.
I think we post. Yeah, we posted twice yesterday.
We did.
And those got we got good feedback from those posts. So I think we're feeling good about the account.
Uh-huh. Well, I think that wraps up our shout-outs and everything.
Shout-outs, yep.
So our topic for the day... there's been some controversy lately in Virginia and possibly worldwide.
We're not sure. We don't have a worldwide following yet.
That's
according
true.
To our demographics, 100% of our listeners are in the United States.
So if you guys know any internationals, please send it over.
Yeah. Maybe put it in a message in a bottle.
Yeah.
Next time you're at the beach.
Yeah, that would work very well, actually. Yeah. Just throw it pretty far out there. Because we want it to land in China before it drops over the edge of the Earth. We talked about that in a previous episode. Go listen to that and see what you think.
Yep.
Anyway, where was I? Yes.
The debate of the day.
The debate. It's and actually talking about the ocean leads us straight into it.
Yeah.
The question of the day is water wet?
I personally think water is wet.
I think it depends on the water.
What kind of water?
So
what water would you think is wet and not wet?
It is definitely wet if you jump into a pool.
Then you're wet and the water's wet.
Then both me and the water is wet.
Yeah.
But I struggle with believing that water from the sky is wet because I look up there and I don't see any oceans that it could be falling from. So I think that is not wet. I think that is a lie, actually, from the government, probably.
The sky is a lie?
The sky's a lie.
I think so.
I don't think the sky is real.
It's probably not. But that's
the next episode.
I personally think water is wet. And the most common argument, we've actually gotten some correspondence on this already because it's a popular subject for our listeners, that people who think water isn't wet think it just makes other things wet, which I don't see how that would work because that's like saying something that's not on fire can light something else on fire and not be on fire itself.
Well, I guess you can rub two sticks together for a really long time and make fire.
Right. But then they're
on
fire.
But water is instantly making other things wet.
It's an instant process.
We actually, we kind of planned ahead for this one, and we actually brought in a special guest for this topic.
An expert on water.
And a water expert, actually. She actually has a water bottle next to her full of water. I'm not sure if it's wet or not. Would you explain to us if that water is wet and what your feelings on this are?
It's definitely not wet.
She thinks it's not wet. Is it because of the type of the water, or do you think water in general is not wet?
Water in general is not wet.
It's interesting.
Interesting. So the scientist in the room says that water itself is not wet.
I think that just goes to show how often scientists are wrong.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I don't think we can trust what scientists say. I think we got to do our own research.
That's true.
Because the scientists will tell you that the sky is real and that if there was water up there,
we would see it.
We'd feel it because it wouldn't just hang out up there. It'd be dropping.
Right, it would be constantly dropping.
Because we know gravity's real. That's about the only thing I'm sure about.
I know that because if I jump, I can't hit the moon.
Exactly. Which
isn't real.
You'd be able to grab it, maybe, but not really hit it.
It's like a raisin size.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure scientists lie to us a lot. Like Gatorade. They say it's wet, but there's like this list of stuff on the back. That stuff must be as thick as mud.
You would have to think so. Like, I've got a Gatorade. It's actually a Gatorade juiced.
Which is kind of a problem anyway.
Which, I mean, we've got apple juice concentrate, strawberry concentrate.
Both of those are concentrate, so that's thick.
Citric acid. So we're probably getting burned out from the middle.
Probably the only liquid in there is the acid.
I would think so. I mean, if you've got strawberries and apples sitting in this thing, I don't know.
I mean, it should be as thick as mud, and that list is definitely wrong.
I think... Yeah, it's just this. It comes back to the scientists being wrong.
You said it's a juice.
I personally recommend. I mean, if you want factual, non-biased stuff, I would just download the app TikTok. And if you read through the comment sections, you'll get some good info.
That's very true.
I don't think I've ever been lied to on TikTok.
No, I definitely haven't because I personally don't watch TikTok.
Well, that's why you probably think some water isn't wet.
That is true.
Yeah,
I think that's accurate. Maybe I should do a little more research on it.
We had a suggestion from a listener asked us to compare apple juice to orange juice. And I think, I don't know. I personally think apple juice is better. Orange juice is a little bit, it's not quite sweet enough for me.
It depends if it's got that stuff in there. What do they call that? If it's
sugar?
Nope.
Water?
Nope. It's like if they leave some of the pulp in there.
That's lemonade.
Nope. Yes, we will talk about this later when I can think of the word.
Yeah, you didn't come prepared,
but
did you? We're going to dock your pay for that.
Sometimes I like apple juice, sometimes I like orange juice. It really depends on my mood.
You're a moody guy, huh?
I am a moody guy. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, on that pleasant note, I think that about wraps up today's episode.
It does. Remember to follow us on Instagram. Yep. We are on Spotify and something called...
it's Radio Hub or something like that.
It's we're on another platform too, so you can check us out there. Yep. We probably will get on Apple Podcasts here in a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure to forward this on to as many friends as you can.
Yeah.
We'll be able to... The more listeners we have, the more money we'll make, which means our merch will be cheaper and cheaper.
And the quality of our episodes will improve.
That is true, because we'll have more suggestions.
More suggestions. Better recording equipment than your broken up old Android.
Yeah. All right, well, follow us on Instagram, Bosch and Marsh. Mm-hmm. And then send us emails at Bosch N, the letter N, Marsh, at gmail.com.
Bosch Marsh signing off.
Bosch and Marsh signing off.